This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says the world is safer after the death of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who was killed late Saturday during a U.S. raid in Syria. The action is being widely applauded by some, but others warn that the danger posed by the terror group has not been eliminated. We get more from VOA's Michael Sullivan.
Sunday morning, Trump thanked the U.S. troops and others who cooperated.
I want to thank the nations of Russia, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq. And I also want to thank the Syrian Kurds for certain support they were able to give us. This was a very, very dangerous mission.
Israel's prime minister congratulated the U.S. president.
This is an important milestone, but it's part of a longer battle which we must win.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called this an important moment, but said the fight against Baghdadi's group continues. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The U.S. chief peace negotiator for Afghanistan met leaders in Kabul Sunday after arriving in the country on an unannounced visit. It is his first since President Donald Trump halted talks with Taliban insurgents on ending the Afghan war. Officials say that Zalmay Khalilzad was accompanied, among others, by Lisa Curtis. She's the Senior Director for South and Central Asia at the U.S. National Security Council. The visit came on a day when the Afghan Independent Election Commission set November 14th as the new day for releasing preliminary results from the September 28th controversy marred presidential polls. The commission was originally scheduled to announce the first results on October 19th, but missed the deadline, citing technical problems and efforts to protect the transparency.